Did you see Rabbi Yehuda? I didn't see it.
No. Okay, Erev Tov, we continue in the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, first section, Perek Samach Beis. And the topic's going to be the four letter, the 12 letter, and the 42 letter names of Hashem. We discussed the four letter of Hashem, name of Hashem, before. And the Rambam was saying that it's a shema meforash.
And we. Click on the. This thing,
Just put this
voicemail on the thing.
No.
Still going. Okay, good. Because when I click over here, it disappears.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Don't worry.
So we were talking about the Shema Mefarash, which is really the wondrous name, and it is describing the God who is the source of all reality, but we really don't understand that name at all. And now he's going to move on and explain a few other names from this. So we're moving on to Samach Beis. You can scroll it down so you can start in the beginning, Paul. No, you're going the wrong way. Yeah, keep going. There you got it. Okay. So now, Tzivanu, we were commanded, V'birchas Kohanim, in the blessing Kohanim, which you mentioned already, V'cho, the word Cho, the Shem Hashem, Kichsavo. You say the name of Hashem, the Kohanim say the name of Hashem, as it is written, the Yud Heh Vav Heh, Shu Shem HaMeforish, that is the wondrous name. Now, nobody knows how to really explain it.
How to pronounce it.
And to which type of tenua, tenua gedola, tenua kitana of the letters, olahatkish mitzos also sav, or to accent some of the letters, is it an accented letter or not? In other words, when you look at the Yud Hey Vav Hey in your sitter, and you will see dots underneath it, that is the dots of the pronunciation of Ado with Noi. So you'll see under the Yud and Ah, you'll see Nikud, but it's to express the Adnus name and not Hashem's actual name. So really now, we don't know how you pronounce Yud Hey Vav Hey. We don't know how it's pronounced. I'm sure there are great mystics who know, but the Rambam says, I don't know how to do it. Okay? Now, we'll see. V'hayu bali ha-chochma, and the wise people were mosim ha-dover zelazet. They would give it over each one to another, meaning, klomar hech levateh, so how to express that name. V'enam alamdin oso l'shum adam. They didn't teach it to anybody. El Talmud hagun pam achas b'shavuah. But to a proper student, once every 7 years. Vani Sover, and I hold, Kizesha Amrusham, that which the Gemara says, Ben Arba Osos, the four letter name of Hashem, Chachamim Moson Osolu Venem Latalmidem, Pamachas Beshuva, and that which it says that the Chachamim would give over to their children and their students once every 7 years, Ainza Hech Lavate Osolovat, it wasn't only how to express it. But really the concepts, that is why it is used uniquely as Hashem's name. The Yia became Gam Sod Eloki, and from that will be a great secret of Hashem. Now, and now we could take a look at the sheet that you have there, where it says the four 12 and 42 letter. It's really a Beferish and Gemara in the Bavli. So let's take a look at the Bavli and see what it's saying. It says, Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Shem Ben Arba Osios, the name of Hashem that has four letters. Chachamim Oso, Talmidei, Pamachas, B'Shavua. The wise people would give it over to the students once every 7 years. In other words, it was a very rare educational experience, and they would not only say how to pronounce the name, but explain the deeper meaning as far as we could understand it. For Amrila, and some say, Pamayim v'shavua, twice every 7 years. And Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Mistar, it's more likely, command Amar Pamachas Bishavua, once every 7 years. Why? The Yechsiv, it says like this, Zeshmi Le'olam, this is my name forever, says Hashem, the Yudei Vavei, but the word Le'olam is missing a Vav. And without the letter Vav, it can be pronounced differently. Le'aleim, Ksiv. It's written as the word le'aleim, to conceal. So therefore, it makes more sense. You want to hide it as much as possible. Okay. Rava Savar Lemidrash Sheva Pirka. Rava thought he's going to just teach it during a regular lesson. And Amar Lahu Saba, this older rabbi, said, Le'aleim, Ksiv. It says, le'aleim, conceal it. Don't say it that often. Once every 7 years is enough. And once you were taught it well, that's something you would never forget. Rabbi Avina Rami, Rabbi Avina brings a contradiction in Psukim. It says, Ksiv Zeshmi. It says, this is my name. Uksiv Zezichri. Then says, this is my mentioning, my remembering. It appears to be a redundancy. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says, Lo kesha nikhtav ani nikra, not as I am written in my red, kichsav, the word nikhtav ani, I'm written with the yud hey vav hey. That's my name. Ksiv zeshmi. But v'nikra, but I'm called, when you mention my name, ba'alef dalet, that's the zichri. That's the point. Okay. So, once every 7 years. Tana Rabbanan, Barishona, but then in the beginning, and what's going on? This was after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, at the beginning of the Second Temple era. Okay? So, what was going on over there? Barishona, Shem Ben Shtayim, Asrei Osios Hayomosnos Alcholam. The name of Hashem. There was an elaborated name of Hashem with the 12 letters. They would give over a 12-letter name of Hashem. But Misharuba HaParitzi, but when the brazen ones increased, Hayomosin also Litznuim Shemakuna, they gave it only to the modest ones of the priests. Vahatznua Shemakuhuna, and the modest ones of priests, Mavliin also, they would have it be swallowed up, so to speak, when the singing would happen, when they would say out that name. In other words, they would say it surreptitiously, that it would, they'd say it in a way that you really, nobody could hear it because everyone else is singing. Tanya Abritarfan says, I once followed my uncle up to the platform, and I put my ear close to the Kohen Gadol. And I heard, he swallowed up the word, so to speak, while the Kohanim were singing. Okay. So what it means is now, there was even a less understanding of Hashem. There were those who could understand the four-letter name of Hashem, which is a much more precise understanding from human terms what it was. But then again, the more you need language from a human perspective, that means the less precise it is. So it became 12 letters. And then Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, he says, Shem ben Arboy Mushtaim Osios, the 42-letter name of Hashem. Ein Moshin Oselamisha Tzanua Va'anav, you only give it over to someone who is modest and humble. Va'omed Bechatzim, he already passed half his lifetime. Ve'na Koisa doesn't get angry, Ve'in Mishtaka doesn't get drunk. Get drunk, you could spill the beans. Okay? Veina Mamid Almidas, another person who sticks to his guns and is very not easy to deal with. Anyone who knows and is careful with and guards it with purity of Lamalav and Echman Lamati, his beloved above and below. And people will revere him. He will inherit both worlds, Oilam Azeh and Oilam Abo. The second source, the Psikta Sudrasa in Shmuel, says the same thing, except when we're looking for the 42-letter name, if you look, it's underlined there. There's two underlines. One is the Shem Aleph Beis Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik Kra Satan. We'll say what that is in a minute. And they add one more thing. If you're very careful with it, the Talmudo Mishkayim Biyoto, the next underline, and your studying will remain with you. And the Medrash in Source 3 tells us what that is, the Perish on the Medrash. And if you look by the Mem Hei there, the Rashi script, the Shem Alfez Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Krasotan Vukula Kodesh, which is our holy names, who hold Savas Rabbeinu. That's an extra thing that the Rebbe mentioned. Rashmar Shom Hoida, he shows the Kosov Shom Shem Yud Beis, Mem Beis. He's talking about the 12 and 40, but doesn't explain to us. Well, anyway, if you look at it, go to source number 4, and now you're going to see what it is. It is hinted to in the tefillah that we say by Kabbalah Shabbos after Mizmor Shir Ona B'Koyach, that we spent a year studying a Shabbos morning. If you look carefully, you see the first letters over there. Al Ona Aleph B'Koach Beis Gedulas Gimel. So Abag Yat Tatz. And you see there's 7 lines, 6 words in each line, 42 words. The first letter of each word somehow makes up this Membeis, the 42 letter name. Okay? And then more than the 42 letter name, then there's the 72 letter name. What Rashi and Maseches Sukkos explained to us with the Ani Vaho, where there are 3 psukim that are by when the Egyptians chased the Jews. Rashi mentions it in the bottom, and that there are 3 psukim in a row that each have 72 letters, and there's a whole complex way of formulating those letters as if you'd put 72 letters on top and then in the middle and 72 on the bottom, and then each pasuk, you take the first letter and the last letter. It's all various combinations, how you put them together. And that becomes the 72. Take the first letter of each of the words, and that's how you get the 72-letter name of Hashem. It's all not important to understand what they mean. It's a little bit beyond our pay scale over here. Okay? And that's really what the Rambam is doing. And on this entire page, he's just going, and I've really just about said almost everything that is there, okay? So, and he's saying, so the main point is these names are not just regular names. It's not just a question that we were taught how to say the name, but the real issue is that you were taught what it really means as far as a human being can understand what it means. And these are essential names, as opposed to Kael, Rachum, V'chanun, Elohim, and those words. Those are more, we said, are descriptors of what he does and what we feel when the energy hits us. But they're not attributes of Hashem. Rambam keeps saying this over and over. But the main ones, and therefore we now have a number, the 4-letter one is the primary one. It seems as time passed, people couldn't understand the depths of that, and then it would be expanded to 12, and then to 42, to 72. To just give you a hint of what this idea would be, there was a person, who I forgot who it was, he wanted to write a comprehensive esoteric commentary to the Torah, and he spent years and years, and he had like, I don't know, like 15 volumes. It was like incredible, and he was ready to publish it, and then I might mix up the story a little bit. Then he has a dream, and in the dream he is told that, you know what, you've got way too much. You're going to have to condense it even more. So he spends a bunch of years again condensing it, phase down into 5 volumes. And when he's ready to publish it, he's told, no, you got to condense it even more. You've revealed way too much. And then finally, after many years, he's got 1 volume. He says, I've got it. This is it. Can I publish it? He says, no. Why? Because you now have written exactly what Rashi's commentary to the Chumash is. So, what do you see from that?
Isn't that the Ramah that Yosef Ishmael is, and then he buried it in the tree?
It could be. It could be. I don't remember the details. I just remember that story. So, what do you see? That, you know, Lahavdol, Rashi, what he wrote was just a drop of the Kabbalah that Rashi knew. But he was able to put it all in there, and very few people could really, we just think, oh, really easy Rashi. But he's got so much laid in there. But if you have more words, then it's more revealed, so to speak, to the lesser knowledgeable people. So that's the idea over here. It's almost like an, what do you call it, an irony. The more you write, the less we understand. Because why? Because we're using our language. The more we write about our language, the less we really understand what's going on. And the less you write, that means the more you know, but only smarter people would know that. Wow. So Rashi, the genius of Rashi, is he wrote a commentary. It looks pretty simple. But there's so much Kabbalah in everything of Rashi there. So the same thing over here. But the main point of the Rambam over and over and over again is the reason why some people should be learned in this is so that they'll have a much more, a greater intellectual understanding to the human potential as possible to understand Hashem. And that's how you develop the dveikus with Hashem.
Mark Twain wrote, I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I wrote a long one instead. Yeah.
That's right.
That's true.
Perfect. Excellent. Mm-hmm. I hope that came out on the recorder. I didn't have time to write
a short letter, so I wrote a long,
long one instead. Or there's another story about the rabbi who was gave very short drushes every Shabbos, and then the rabbi moved, and then after he moved, he gave very long drushes.
Whoa.
So they asked what happened. So he says like this, I used to live far away from the shul, so it took me 20 minutes to walk to shul. So in those 20 minutes, I thought about what I was going to speak about. And I had so much time, I would say I could speak about this. And I cut it down. By the time I got to shul, I had 5 minutes what to say.
I have 5 minutes.
But now I moved right next to the shul, so I don't have a lot of time. So I just say what's on my mind, and he says lots of things. So it's the same idea. Really, the less is more.
It's true.
Less is more, as Willy Wonka said, I think, or maybe somebody else. Less is more, right? So less letters of Hashem is really more, but you got to really understand what that more is. And as we don't, then it became more is less, but it's still a lot. But the problem is many people think that it's just all you need is the letters. And that's the real problem. Okay, so now I'm going to skip a bit. So, Paul, scroll the other way.
Yeah.
Go to the next number. By numbers, we'll see where we're going to go. You had the two. Let's see when we get to the three. It's all, keep going. Keep going. Okay, 1 second. No, we could go further. Go no more. It's all stuff we spoke out already. Okay, we can... I just know where I could find it here. Okay, I'll read it from here, from the thing. Okay, you know what? Okay, go down a little bit further. Go a little further. Go further down. Keep going. Go to the five. Should be number five. Bekasher Mutz. Yeah, there it is. Now, so what happens? So some smart alecks think they just need to know the letters, and that's it. So there were certain wicked people who were foolish, who found out what these names of Hashem were. So Matzah Mokom L'Shaker L'Daber. They had a place to lie and speak. They'd combine some letters as they wished. For Omrim, they'd say, Ze Shem Poel. This is a name that makes things happen. For Osen does. Im Niftav is written this way. O Nemar both from Ploni are said in a certain way. V'acher kach, and afterwards, Niftav osam aksovim, and then the liars wrote it down. Asher bida osam harasha barishon, that was made up by the first Russia. I'm not sure the commentator says, I don't know who this is. Al Shrir Al Gahal. I don't know who that is. Some kind of Russia figures I'm going to be able to. You know, tell everybody about this. The Gio Sam Hasforim Lidei Hachsher Machalashim, and then all that came to people who really weren't so smart, and they started listening what they said. Hapsoim, the foolish ones, Asher Ein Lahem Kona Mida Lahavkin Bein Emes Yishaker Vitzniyam, and they couldn't tell a difference between truth and falseness and things like that. V'nimtzo ba'ozvam, and they're just leaving the real pshat, v'chashvu b'hem shem emes, they think it's really true, and not at all, klal shel davar, the rule is, pesiyam l'chol davar, says in Mishlei, a fool believes everything. We've gone a bit off course in the last few chapters. The concept of nullifying any identification of Hashem, that nullification should be revealed for anyone who begins this subject. What force is this? Because I'm explaining the names. And the masses know about these names. And I'm going to go back to my topic. Many of the names of Hashem are derived, meaning that's like Elohim, and they're describing what Hashem does, except the four-letter name of Hashem. And now what next topic in the next chapter, which for us will be next week, we should talk about this name, for who also another important name is Ekieh, Asher Ekieh. I will be what I will be, which is a separate chapter. It will help us understand the refinement of this, which is Klomar Shlila Satorim, negation of any Taka attributes. That's going to be the next class. Now, if you look at the sheet we had last week, the one that says chapter 161, it should be somewhere over there. I said we had the Ber Hagra, that was what to do. Okay, it says Mar Nevuchim 161. Okay, it's in Hebrew. Now, this is on the Halacha de Shulchan Aruch. We already mentioned that if a person gets wounded in his, gets bitten by a snake, he can say an incantation over the wound, not because it helps, but it calms the person down. That's the Rambam writes, and that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. So now look at the Ber Hagra. He says, this is the Rambam. Now, I will call Haboy Machrov, everyone who came after the Rambam, Chol Kolov, argued on him. Shari Harbe Lechoshim Nemergor. Gemara tells us about many incantations. Gemara tells us people did incantations. You know, rabbis and stuff, they know what they were doing. So why is the Rambam telling us not to do this? Very critical now. Vunim Shach Achar Filosof Yaharura. He's going after the accursed philosopher, which is probably Aristotle. Ulchein Kosov, there he writes, Shekshafim Vishemos, Velachashim Vishedim Vikameos. He says sorcery and names and incantations and the Shedim and the Kameos. Hakolu Sheker. The Rambam says it's all false. People smacked him on his head. Allegory. Share Motsino Harbimas and the many stories in the Gemara. They were making incantations. And we could skip a little bit, next two, three lines. He tells a whole bunch of examples that were going on, different people who could do it, Avisha ben Tsuruya, etc., etc. And therefore, you go to the third line from the bottom. Why are they called kshafim? Kshafim for sorcerers, but because they are machachishim famalia shalmala. They're able to distort things that are going on upstairs. So we see they had abilities. And the Torah talks all about them. It brings the Zohar, and it talks about all kinds of cameos that were made, so many of them. And now we're still at the end of the third line from the bottom. Velasofya hitoso, but the philosophers fooled him. The philosophers learned it as allegory, but not really stories of the Gemara. The philosophers did not believe these stories were true. And we can't believe them at all from these things. We have to learn it the simple pshat. So the honest truth is, and I'm not going to criticize anybody here, but I don't understand what was bothering the Vilna Gaon.
Yeah.
Why? I'll tell you why. The rabbis in the Gemara knew what they were talking about.
Right. We know.
All right. They really knew what they were giving over the names. They understood everything about the name. It wasn't just saying poo-poo a few words. And I know the words and I know how to say it. They understood all the deep mystical understandings. Yes, yes. And they could create a golem. They could do all things. They knew what they were doing. They were doing it l'shem shamayim. And that's the Rambam isn't arguing with that. But he's saying people are coming along now and saying, oh, we know the letters and we know how to pronounce it and we can do all kinds of things. That's what I'm saying. What are you talking? You don't understand anything. You just are copying some words and saying certain things. So that's what the Rambam is saying. He's disagreeing with that. But I don't think the Rambam is saying in principle that idea is fine. But that was in the days of the Gemara, which is 1,000 years before the Rambam.
Yeah.
And a lot's happened. You even see in the times of Gemara, there was a regression from the times of the Second Temple era, from 4 to 12 to 42 to 72. And there's less and less people understanding it. And therefore, it's not a good idea. And the best the Rambam will do for us is give us, and he himself, I don't really have much to tell you. You'll understand a lot from negative, what Hashem isn't, and we'll try to know as much as we can, but he was very much polemicizing against those people who felt, no, we know the secret letters and this and that. Now, notwithstanding everything that the Rambam has said, there are Kabbalists nowadays who do tell us what kavanas to have with the name of Hashem and to use different types of nekudos with various shemas of Hashem. And some of them, I mean, you know, you got rebbes and things like that.
We looked in this
That are able to do certain things. But it's very rare, and you have to be very, very careful about it.
Well, you look at the golem, and he created the golem was created by the Maharal of Prague.
Yes, the Maharal. Again, that was the 1500s,
that's
right?
That's a unique guy.
But yeah, that's one in a million, the Maharal.
How many else did
Who
that?
Else is going to do what the Maharal can do? And even with what he did with the Maharal, it wasn't so simple.
No.
It's like it was AI and went off the rails a lot of times. Right? If you would tell the golem to draw water, if he didn't give him the right instructions, he would draw waters for 3 days straight without stopping.
Yeah.
So, you know, he doesn't have that seichel. So it's something to be careful about. So, but the Rambam is saying you got to be careful about charlatans. People are, what's the word, ignorant, and they can be fooled with names.
Ignorant
and some people have a little, and what he said in an earlier section, I believe section 32 or whatever, he said when you get involved in this stuff, it's like somebody looking at the sun, straight at the sun, where, you know what, not only you won't see what you're supposed to see, but you're going to damage yourself.
Yeah,
and that's what Rambam was saying. Don't get into this territory. Certain things can be explained. Certain things cannot be explained. And stay away from those things. Mm-hmm. The main point is to understand as much as we can what Hashem is by knowing what he is not and to have some idea with that. And yes, if you're a big Kabbalist, maybe you'll understand a little more, but in general, people should stay away from it. Okay, excellent.
Travel safety, Rabbi.
What?
What are we meeting next
Sunday? Next
Sunday.
Travel safety.
Mirch Hashem, I should be here Friday afternoon. That's the game plan.
Oh, beautiful.
That's the...